Thanks for joining us today to hear our latest Hope Central podcast. We trust this message will help you know more about Jesus and inspire you to be more like him.
Many of you know that we at the Salisbury Hope Central are on the move. We've been renting a place and now we've bought a building. Rad and the guys and girls have been madly renovating, getting it ready for us to move into. We have been faced with this process of sorting out what we have had and what we want to take with us to our new building. It is a sifting process. It is a necessary part of moving, this sifting, so you don't move stuff with you unnecessarily. Just because it once was useful doesn't mean it always will be. Sift it, don't lift it. When we get ready to move, it's then that we often take a moment to take stock, to consider what we really do have and what we want to take with us on the next part of the journey. As we move step by step out of COVID restrictions, it is a similar moment that all of us find ourselves in with our lives. Having had lockdown this year has allowed many of us to take stock of our lives. We couldn't keep doing our well-constructed life as normal, and change was forced upon us. But wasn't it surprising what we could survive without when we had to? Wasn't it surprising how our normal was adjusted, but we managed or found a new way to operate? As we get ready to move out of restrictions, let's take a moment to take stock, to sift. What have we had a revelation or light bulb moment about in regards to our own lives? What were we forced to do differently that turned out to be a keeper? As I've visited and talked to people, some common factors have emerged around this. People have talked about not being as busy and how they liked it. They've talked about having more family time together, or reading their Bibles more and growing from it. People have talked about having less kids' sports and commitments and how freeing that was. About building relationship with people in their neighbourhood, or building new friendships with people from church, or strengthening existing ones. But most people still miss meeting altogether. People have talked about getting back to appreciating the simple things in life. Board games, home-cooked meals, walks outside in nature, time with family. We've had a taste of a different life through this stocktake moment of COVID, and many people want to keep some of the changes they've made. I think it's a good point in time now to take an intentional sort through. Take some intentional time to consider the life you want moving forward. In Exodus chapter 12 in the Bible, the Israelites were about to move from the life they knew in Egypt and start a whole new life in the Promised Land. In verse 31, it says, "During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, 'Up, leave my people, you and all the Israelites. Go worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flocks and herds as you have said and go, and also bless me.' The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the country, for otherwise, they said, 'We will all die.' So the people took their dough before the yeast was added and carried it on their shoulders in kneading troughs, wrapped in clothing. The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. And the Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards the people, and they gave them what they had asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians. The Israelites journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth. There were about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. And many other people went up with them, and also large droves of livestock, both flocks and herds." What a move! Did you see, though, that when they were about to leave, God had told them to ask their neighbours for gold, silver and clothing? Now, I'm not suggesting you do the same, but what I am saying is that like the Israelites, take the good into your post-COVID restrictions life. Take the good that you have distilled and gained from lockdown and restrictions times and bring it forward into your life going ahead. The Israelites, though, were also leaving things behind, most notably their life of slavery. What about us? What have we become a slave to in our lives? Working long hours every day? Kids' sports? Social functions? Addictions? What areas do we need to take back control of instead of being a slave to it? What do we need to leave behind as we step forward? You know, though, some of the heaviest stuff to carry around is emotions connected with things we haven't processed or let go of. It could be pain, bitterness, disappointment. This actually adds a lot of weight to our lives, and we definitely need to stop dragging it from place to place with us. When I was in my 20s, I hit a point where the undealt emotions in my life had built up and up until they'd become a huge weight upon me. I could hardly function in my everyday life, as any new stress was too much for me, and I would feel instantly exhausted. I didn't realise I hadn't processed years of emotions, just suppressed them. I hadn't really processed how scary my home life had been when I was young, or how hurtful it was when people pulled away from us as kids simply because we were from a broken family. Or how I felt voiceless, like I couldn't speak up and defend myself when people said things I disagreed with. So began a long process where I began to work through events and moments in life and unpack the emotion of that time with God. And as I did, the weight lifted from my life. I was no longer its slave, carrying it around and could leave it behind. It was long overdue, but very much needed. What emotional weight do you perhaps need to sift out of your life and no longer lift and carry around? During COVID, as a whole church, we've been forced into different ways of operating. We had to work out, how do we still maintain or build connection when we couldn't meet face to face? How could we make sure you still had access to a Sunday message from us? How could we get help to you when you needed it? Church life looked completely different. Some good has come out of this, though. We've seen people connecting more by gathering in small groups, both on Zoom and then in person. We've seen people helping and supporting each other. We've seen people coming alive in their creativity. And it sure has meant we no longer take meeting altogether for granted. As we move out of COVID restrictions, a stock take and sifting process is occurring. What we've done in the past may no longer be the best, most effective, or even necessary way anymore. As a church, we are doing a stock take of what and how we do things. Can we do things differently, more creatively, more effectively? We want to take forward the good we've distilled and gained from this time and maybe leave behind some ways of doing things. It may be boxes of cannelloni that you or I feel emotionally attached to, so this may not always be a straightforward process. So a couple of thoughts about moving. Unlike King Julian, who likes to move it, I sure don't. I actually hate change, and moving day or moving week seems endless. Yet another box, yet another box. Moving can seem overwhelming. But the only way through it is one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. It's messy, and it has to get messy before it can get better. But it's okay to take small steps forward. Small steps will still accomplish the task. What small step can you take today towards the new version of your life you want moving forward? You know, and sometimes we need help to move. Top tip, if you're moving house, take all the help you can get. But maybe you're feeling a bit stuck, a bit unsure of how to move forward or how to leave some of the emotional weight behind. It's okay to ask for help. Sometimes a friend can help you make a plan or help you clarify your thoughts. When you're moving house, a planner or a strategist as a friend is a great friend to have. Do you need to have a chat with someone about getting moving forward? And you know, in a new normal, when you move to a new place, you can't do exactly what you've always done. There aren't the same cupboards, the same kitchen layout, so a new plan is necessary. There aren't the same storage cupboards in exactly the same place. What you've known like the back of your hand no longer applies. When we move, though, it's usually because we want better. We want a house that better suits our family's needs, or one that gives you a smaller mortgage or less garden to care for. It could be a house closer to your extended family or to a particular school. Remember this when you're feeling overwhelmed. I'm doing this for a good reason. So although the new feels weird for a while, life will settle down. Like a new pair of shoes, they can feel uncomfortable fit until you give them time to settle in. So persist with your new. It will become your new normal, and it will feel like it fits and like you've been doing it forever. To sum up, why don't you take some time this week to think, what have you started to do differently in COVID time? Hand hygiene? Staying home if you're sick so that you're thinking about the impact on others? Reading the Bible more? Having more downtime? Exercising more? Getting outside? Meeting with a small group from church? Connecting more with others in your neighbourhood? As we move out of COVID life, what do we want to keep, change, or discard? As the Israelites moved from Egypt, they took the one essential thing with them. In fact, their move was all about this one thing, strengthening their relationship with God. A bit later on in their story, in Exodus 33, they're about to get on the move again. And Moses says to God, "Don't send us up from this place unless your presence goes with us." It's one of my favorite heart moments in scripture. Moses is saying, "I don't want to go it alone. If I'm moving forward, I only want it to be with you, God." No place is a good place unless you're going there with God. In fact, God says in verse 14 of the same chapter, "My presence will go with you and give you rest." As you move out of COVID times and into the new version of your life, can I encourage you, make sure you are joining your heart with God so your new centers on Him. Make sure your relationship with Jesus is front and center. This is the essential resource that simply must be part of your new normal. Whatever your move forward, remember that no place is a good place unless God is there. So move away from Egypt and whatever has held you captive. Move into a space that strengthens your relationship with God. Sift it, then lift it. Seek help if you need it. Give time for your new normal to form. And definitely pack Jesus as part of your move forward. After all, Jesus is a priceless treasure that just happens not to need any bubble wrap.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. And if you would like to know more about our service times, locations, or to subscribe to our podcast, head over to our website, hopecentral.org.au, for any further information.